This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending November 9th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 202.79, which was about $1.81 lower than the previous Friday, but with only 689 loads sold for the week in that daily reported spot trade, which again is one of the lowest numbers all year. It represented about 10% of the total sales for the week. The comprehensive or average choice cutout was at 202.26 and was basically steady since it was only 8 cents higher than last week. The daily spot cutout dropped almost $2 during the week, but it did not force that average choice cutout lower since it had been running well above the average choice anyway. The total reported box beef volume was 6,575 loads, which was 128 loads less than last week. Exports were good again at 949 loads sold, which were 12 loads better than last week. The overseas portion of those exports were really good again and represented 764 of those export loads, which was only 30 loads less than last week. The formula trade was a little lower but still normal at 3,383 loads, and that was 51% of the total volume for this week. The outfront sales were 1,156 loads, and that was 171 loads better than last week, but they're still running a little lower than normal compared to the four-year average lately. 50% trimmings, which are the largest single cut component of the cutout, have climbed almost $30 to that 115 to 117 area since September, providing quite a bit of support for the cutout and underlining the importance of ground products. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings were both almost $1 higher for the week, showing support for those ground products also. And in taking a look at that finished cattle trade, it was mostly $1 lower at 131 to 132 on light trade again in many areas. Dress prices were weak to $1 lower at 206 to 207. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds lower at 1,283 pounds, since aggressive selling earlier had feedlots in very current situation in the previous weeks. It will be interesting to see if those weights increase since the trade volume has been a lot lighter the past week and a half, and that compares to 1,276 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 26th was 6 pounds higher in the past 2 weeks, and it jumped up to 876 pounds. And that compared to 876 last year and 860 pounds for the four-year average of 208 to 211. Feedlot performance has been great all fall, allowing us to catch up to last year, even though there has been aggressive selling by feedlots everywhere in the past month. Heifer carcasses have even jumped more than the steer carcasses recently, and they are currently up to 806 pounds. The choice select spread was $13 on Friday, and that was about $2.50 lower than the previous week. And packers right now have approximately 255,000 head of contracts for November, which is close to where they were last year, and they've been pulling about 48,000 head per week. They also have approximately 195,000 head for December, and that would be a roughly 50,000 head less than last year. And looking at the Southern Plains feeder cattle auctions, the yearling trade was mostly steady the week, but there were a few places where it was $2 lower. Calves were much more active, with prices steady to $3 higher. New crop calves continued to provide the biggest numbers, but with more weaned calves in the mix, along with fewer and fewer true yearlings available each and every week. 500 to 600 pound steers traded at 172 to 199, and that was about a dollar higher. The yearling trade on the 700 to 750 pound steers were weak to $1 lower at 165 to 174. and those 8 to 850-pound steers at area auctions were fully steady at 160 to 165. In that Texas direct trade, they reported only 12,000 head in sales, and the market was predominantly steady, with a little bit of weakness noted late in the week. There were only 500 head of 750 to 800-pound steers traded at 162 to 165, and that was fully steady, and only 500 head of 800 to 850-pound steers trading at 157 to 164. And both of those price ranges were current FOB prices. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.